Nursery growers looking for relief. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
Hadn't ever seen a freeze quite like this in my life. We've had some freezes back in the mid-70s and the mid-80s, but I don't think they compared to this overall. I can pretty easily say there's going to be some producers go out of business because of this freeze.
Tennessee Nursery and Landscape President Steve Bennett says the effects of the Easter weekend freeze on the state's multi-million dollar nursery and landscape industry is continuing to add up. Many growers had considerable losses, some completely wiped out. And tomorrow night and Friday in McMinnville, producers will get the opportunity to meet with risk management agency officials to discuss more about crop insurance policies.
Hopefully we can learn something about the policy, and hopefully the risk management agency can learn something about our commodity. Originally, the crop insurance policies were written for, you know, corn and soybeans and cotton and the different seasonal crops like that, but ours is quite a bit different, as we have a whole lot of different varieties that we sell. All the different varieties are produced differently.
Bennett says the grower meetings will be held Thursday night at 6 and Friday morning at 8 at the TSU Nursery Research Center in McMinnville, and hopefully some relief in sight for this valuable industry. But as is the case on his farm, Bennett says it's going to take quite some time before his plants start to recover.
A plant that's had something like this happen to it, it's a living thing just like a human. And when a human gets down, it's easier for them to get diseased. So a plant like a human is going to be more susceptible now than it has been in years past to different funguses, different insects, all that kind of stuff, until it gets healthy again.
Still a long road to recovery for all the ag industry from that record-setting freeze. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the Tennessee Radio Network.